Good morning. May I please speak to Valerie?
Yes, speaking.
Good morning, Miss Valerie. My name is Albert Ramirez, and would you like me to see if you, I'm calling you on a recorded line. Would you like me to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the Deborah Pavera lawsuit?
Yeah.
Okay, ma'am. Did you already get an attorney to assist you file with a claim?
No.
No? Okay. And part two to that question, ma'am, is are you willing to affirm under penalty that you haven't sought legal representation, advice from any other law firm or attorney for this specific matter, or signed documents, whether it be electronically or physically, with another law firm? You haven't signed with anybody? Ma'am?
No, can you hear me?
I couldn't hear you. I hear you now. Yeah.
Oh,
so
I'm sorry. Yeah, no,
it's okay.
Nope, I haven't.
Okay, thanks, ma'am. And are you filing this claim for yourself or for a loved one?
Myself.
Okay. And are you a resident of the United States?
Yes.
Okay. And were you diagnosed with meningioma after taking Depo Provera for at least 1 year?
Yes.
You were? Oh, my gosh. I'm so sorry to hear that, ma'am. And was it meningioma of the brain or the spine?
It's the brain.
Of the brain? And
yeah.
Do you know when you were diagnosed?
It was about 6 years.
What year?
Well, they actually... called me back about, I think they took the test so long ago. They took the test. It was, I think it was like, they noticed it within 6 or 7 months that I was diagnosed with it.
So we're in 2025 now. How many years ago was it?
Well, it actually, they took the test in October of 2011.
They took a test like biopsy,
yeah,
or something?
Yeah, they diagnosed it. It was October the 8th. I have to remember. I have to sit and think. It was October the 8th that they diagnosed it.
Of what year?
2011.
2011, okay. And what's your birthday?
September 30th, 1960.
September 30th, 1960?
Yes.
Okay. And do you happen to know anyone else who was injured by Deborah Pavera?
No.
Okay. And now we're going to talk about the specific drug. Did you consume, did you use the name brand injectable contraceptive Deborah Pavera by Pfizer?
Yeah, by Pfizer. Yeah, that's the one I use.
Okay. Did you ever switch to the generic form?
No, just the, I only had the Pfizer one.
Okay.
The Deborah Pavera.
Okay. And did you use Deborah Pavera for at least 1 year minimum?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay. And within 1 year? Can you confirm you had at least 4 injections prior to your diagnosis?
I had one every 3 months, like quarterly.
Okay.
I would take.
Okay. Yeah. So 4 times a year. And when did you start using Deborah Pavera?
I started using it in December of 2004. Yeah, 2004, yeah.
And when did you stop using it?
In March of 2011.
When you got diagnosed, pretty much?
Yes.
Okay. So it's safe to say that you used Deborah Pavera after January 1st, 1992, correct?
Yes.
Okay. And, all right, so your main injury is meningioma brain tumor?
Yes, stage 1.
Okay, I'm sorry to hear that. Let me write that down. Stage 1. And can you, for HIPAA purposes, can you please confirm your gender for me?
A female.
Thank you. And let's see, I have your first name of Miss Valerie Cooper, Valere. Is that correct?
Is Valerie?
Valerie.
Yes.
Sorry about that. I may have said it different. Okay.
No,
and Miss Cooper, do you have a middle name?
No, no middle name.
Okay. And what is your social, please?
190.
Uh-huh.
52.
Uh-huh.
5166.
Okay, let me repeat that. 190-525-166. Is that correct?
Yes.
Thank you. And that's they'll use your social to pull your medical records, okay?
Oh yeah, that's fine.
Okay. And email address I have is Quenza_2000@yahoo.com.
Yes.
Okay, and the phone number I have is 267-236-8559. Is that correct?
Yes, that's correct.
Is that your cell number?
That's my cell phone number, yes.
Okay. All right, awesome. What's your address, please?
1315 Crest Haven Lane in Lawrenceville, Georgia.
Okay. So give me a sec. So 1315, what was the name of the street?
Crest Haven, CrestHaven.
In what city?
Lawrenceville, Georgia.
Let me have the zip code, please.
30043.
You said 1315 Crest Haven. Is that one or two words?
Yeah, it's all one word.
All one word. Okay. Is that Lawrenceville, Georgia?
Yes.
Got it. Is there a unit number or is that a house?
A private home.
Okay, so it's just 1315 Crest Haven Lane, Northwest, Lawrenceville, Georgia, 30043. Is that correct?
Yes, that's correct.
Awesome, thanks. Okay, next is we're gonna find out, or can you please provide me, who administered the Depo-Provera? Was it your doctor? Was it their staff or yourself?
So it actually was my, it was the doctor, the family doctor.
It was your doctor, okay. And let's see, let me go back to the amount of years that you took this shot from 2004 to 2011. So that is 7 years, 4 times a year. So you took that shot at least 28 times. Do you agree?
Yes, I guess. I'd be about 6 years, something like that. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. According to the dates till 2011, that's 2011. And you started in 2004, that's 7 years.
Yeah.
Okay. And then four times. What was that?
Yeah. No, I was adding it myself because I get a little off with it sometimes. I always say 6 years.
Good. Okay. So, well, I'll just say 24 then. And then, so you stopped taking it 2011 then?
It was March then. I stopped using it in March 2011, yeah.
Okay.
So,
and then you started using it in December 2004, right?
Yes, I started December 2004, yeah.
Okay. So that's about 28 shots.
Yeah, I just added it up just now.
Okay, 28. Thank you. And What's the name of the doctor that administered the Depo-Provera? Let me pull them up.
Yeah, it was Dr. David Kuntz, my family doctor.
Dr. David what?
K-U-N-Z Kuntz.
K-U-N-Z? Out of Lawrenceville?
Yes. It's actually, it's on 1655 Lebanon Road, yes.
All right, so Dr. David Kuntz, MD. And name of the facility where the Depo-Provera was administered. What's the name of that place?
It's the Piedmont East Side Medical Center.
Piedmont East Medical Center.
Yes.
Is that in Snellville, Georgia?
Yes, it is.
Okay, thank you. I have the address of 1700 Medical Way, Snellville, Georgia.
Yes, correct.
Okay, awesome. Thank you. How are you feeling today?
Okay.
You doing all right?
Yeah.
Sounds like you're doing, yeah. I'm glad to hear that.
Yeah.
Good spirits.
I don't complain. I never do. About anything.
Nice. Awesome.
Yeah.
Okay. Next is, was Dr. David Kuntz also your prescribing doctor?
Yeah, he was a prescriber doctor. He also had another doctor that was in there. It was Dr. Michael that worked in there. He was in the neurology department, the neurosurgeon.
Okay. Well, let me first take care of this part. Let me copy and paste Dr. David Kuntz's information. Because he was your prescribing doctor, right? And out of Piedmont. Mm-hmm. Okay, let me copy all that info here. And then we'll go to the treating information. And what's the name of the pharmacy where you got your prescriptions filled up at?
It's CVS.
CVS in what city?
It's in Lawrenceville as well.
CVS Lawrenceville.
Yeah, the one on Sugarloaf Parkway is the one I go to.
Okay, so I got CVS 620 West Pike, CVS 1187 Grayson Highway.
5710 Parkway.
5710?
Yes, Sugarloaf Parkway.
I see it. Good job. Thank you. You're making my life very enjoyable by knowing all this information. Thank you so much. Yeah, because our phones are blowing up. And so the sooner I could get you the help and jump and help somebody else, that means they're going to get help too, you know? So I appreciate you.
That's right, exactly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, unfortunately, a lot of people got sick because of this stuff. So, while we're talking about this, let me ask you this, because we also help people, and this may apply to you, and it may apply to friends or family. But
uh-huh.
did you ever use hair relaxers?
Yeah, I did. I did use all that stuff back in the day.
Because some people got sick after using hair relaxers. They got cancer, like ovarian cancer, endometrial cancer, and so you know we're helping people that got cancer as well.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's very unfortunate. Yeah, so people got ovarian, endometrial, or uterine cancer. So if you know anybody,
right.
you'll send them my way, okay?
I will. I sure will.
Mm-hmm. Okay, next question. When you got diagnosed, what was the method that they diagnosed you? Was it a CT scan, an MRI, or both?
Actually, they did a brain MRI, they did a blood test, they did a biopsy.
Okay.
Yeah.
And who diagnosed you? What was the name of that doctor?
That actually was my family doctor that did all that.
What's the name
when
of the doctor?
Dr. Punt, but he sent
the,
me to.
To
yeah,
who?
Uh-huh. To the I went to the hospital for the biopsies and stuff to get treated to get done at the Piedmont East Hospital.
So Dr. Kuntz also was your diagnosing doctor?
So Dr. Kuntz was the family doctor. Dr. Kuntz is my family doctor,
uh-huh.
and he was. So when I had to go get everything done. The test and everything, I had to go to my hospital to get it done.
Okay, so what's the doctor name of who diagnosed you then?
At Piedmont, it was Dr. Michael Sessionson.
Dr. Michael, what's the last name?
Just, I'll spell it for you. S-T-E-C-H-I-S-O-N.
Stetchison Neurosurgery?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Michael Stetchison?
Yes.
Okay. Michael T. Stetchison, MD, PhD, neurosurgeon. As he has 1700 Tree Lane, Snellville?
Yeah, I have 1700 Medical Way, Snellville, okay. Georgia.
Okay, give me a sec. Let me just take his name down first. And the facility name that he treated you, did you say that was based out of Piedmont Eastside Medical?
Yes, Eastside Medical, yes.
And that address is the 1700 Medical Way, right?
Exactly.
I'm with you. Good job. You're awesome.
Oh, great.
Yeah, you're doing great. I appreciate you.
Oh. Glad to hear it.
Did you ever have a prior cancer diagnosis?
No.
Okay. And what type of treatment did you receive for the meningioma? Like, did you get like radiation, chemo, immunization therapy? What did they do to you? How did
they
treat you?
Well, they gave me active monitoring, like, and they gave me like steroids for almost maybe about a whole year. Like, the doctor kept an eye on me and the tumor, and then I had to visit the hospital for, like, brain scans, like, every 3 months and stuff like that. And then they put me to sleep, like, created, like, a little temporary, like, a window thing to my skull, like, behind my front to, like, kind of remove it, you know what I mean?
Got it. Like a plate?
Sort of like they put it there, then they had to remove the tumor.
So you had surgery then?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It was brain surgery. Yeah, they put me to sleep.
Had brain surgery. Okay. And who was your treating doctor? Was it also Michael Stetson?
That was Michael Stephens. Mm-hmm.
So the diagnosing and the treating doctor were the same doctor, right?
No, remember the diagnosis? When I went to my family doctor who actually had diagnosed, like Dr. David was the one that actually put me in for the injections and stuff like that. And then he sent me to Dr. Punch for the surgery and everything. I mean, Dr. David Michael for the surgery and everything.
So the surgery was for the treatment, right? That was a treating doctor.
Yeah.
The person that did the active monitoring, steroids, brain scans, did the brain surgery. I'm going to need that doctor's name next.
No, Dr. Michael was the one that did the neurosurgery, was the one that did the brain surgery part.
Okay.
You're going to come out?
Yeah, so Michael T. Stetson was also your treating doctor.
Yeah.
Okay. And he was out of Piedmont East Side.
Yes, he does. He might
stop. Okay. I know this is a lot, and we're getting through it, and we're almost done, okay?
Oh, thank you.
All right. And you mentioned you had surgery, so the odds are you were hospitalized for meningioma, correct? Were you outpatient or were you inpatient when you had your surgery?
I was an outpatient for like, I think it was like 2 to 3 days.
Were you hospitalized for meningioma ever?
Yeah, I was hospitalized for 2 to 3 days, and then I was on outpatient.
So 3 days, okay, hospitalized for 3 days.
And then I did the outpatient part.
Okay, I need the days you were hospitalized, please.
Well, my surgery date was May 29th of 2012.
May 29th, 2012, for 3 days. So it was through June 1st or something?
Yeah. I got to look back on count.
Yeah, let me take a peek. So June has 30 days.
Yeah. Let me see.
So if you were there for 3 days, so that you were there 29th, so 30th, you were there till the 2nd.
30th.
To the second, and that's 2012, right?
Yep.
Okay. And is there any medical notes aside of what you mentioned already that you had brain surgery, active monitoring, steroids, brain scans? Anything else you'd like to add?
I had the steroids, I had the brain surgery. I had to take the steroid that really got me sick. I got to remember that. I was very sick with that.
Steroids made you sick?
Yeah. I had like upset stomach and like a little weak and stuff like that. That's basically it, yeah.
Okay. And last question is, are you able to provide copies of your medical records? Like you'll be able to work with the attorneys and get those ordered with the doctors, correct?
Yeah, my doctor have all of that.
Okay, cool. And next, if you choose, we request an emergency contact in case something unfortunate happens to you, ensuring that we could continue your case for your loved ones. So typically we'll only contact your emergency contact if we're unable to reach you for an extended period. And this precaution helps to prevent disruptions in your case. And we found it necessary in the unfortunate instances where clients have become unresponsive. Do you want to share an emergency contact?
Yeah, that would be fine. I can give you the my daughter's number.
Does she live with you or no?
Yeah, she lives with me.
She lives with you. Okay. And what is her name?
Her name is Atiyah. A-T-I-Y-A-H.
I'm sorry, you cut out right now. Can you spell that again?
I'm sorry. A-T-I-Y-A-H.
Atiyah?
Yes.
That's pretty. Okay. Last name? Cooper?
W-H-I-T. S-E-T-T. Had my,
what's that?
Yes.
W-H-I-T-S-E-T-T?
S-E-T-T, yes.
What's her phone number?
It's 267 745-7128.
All right. I have 267-745-7128.
Yes.
Okay, thank you. And that's your same address, right?
Yes.
One sec. All right. Next, what I am going to do now is let me go ahead and do my quick quality assurance checklist. Make sure we didn't miss anything. Make my QC team happy. Make sure we didn't have any mistakes. First law firm requirement is we did confirm that you don't have representation from another attorney. We did confirm that you were diagnosed with meningioma after using Depo-Provera for contraceptive.
Yeah.
We also confirm that you use the injection for more than 1 year. That was equivalent of 4 shots every 3 months. Okay. Next, we also confirm that you use the brand name Depo-Provera by Pfizer. We also confirm that you started using the injections after 1992. We also confirm that you want to participate in the Depo-Provera lawsuit. We also confirm that the injury specified in the contract retainer matches the injury discussed in the recorded conversation. This is going to be for Depo-Provera, yes. We are going to confirm the correct spelling and personal information now. So give me 1 second. Let me scroll back up. I have Miss Valerie Cooper. Social of 190-525166. Email address quenza_2000@yahoo.com. Phone number 267-236-8559. Address 1315 Crest Haven Lane, Northwest Lawrenceville, Georgia 30043. No unit number. And we have all your doctor's information. We have doctor information, hospital information, records, emergency contact, check. Okay, I'm going to go ahead and send this out to you now. Please do me a favor. Go to your text.
Okay.
And then... should be getting that shortly.
Okay.
Takes a couple seconds for the documents to generate on my end with DocuSign.
Okay.
Then you should get that.
Albert Rivera?
That is me. That's it.
Got it. says yes, correct?
Yeah, that's it. Please click on yes and then go through all of the required areas, should be yellow boxes. Click on next.
You're done signing.
Okay. All right. And I do see that it is completed. It just came up on my screen that you completed it. So, great job. It's been my absolute pleasure working with you. I mean, that was pretty quick. We knocked it out in 30 minutes.
So oh, wow. Job. That was great, right?
Yeah.
Am I one of the record for you today or what? No.
I'm gonna hope that you are, and everybody else at least follows suit, with because that was pretty good.
Oh, great! Thank you.
If I could do that with all my clients, I'd be a happy man at the end of the day.
Thank you so much. You've been really great too. Thank you.
I appreciate you. You take care now, okay? And so what you will expect next is my team's going to review our call, make sure I didn't miss anything, give them about a day, and then they'll forward that information, assuming that everything's on the up and up that we did. Then they'll send that over to the attorneys. Attorneys should be giving you a call within 48 hours or so after that, okay?
Okay, thank you so much.
You're welcome. You take care, Valerie.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.